Hometown Christian Radio, 3WC Mercy Saints. My name is Angela. On the line, telephone line with me right now is Pastor Seth Sisloff. And he is a friend of Ryan Marlowe. Their families have been friends for many years, and we have tracked him down. He's on Highway 52 somewhere traveling, but we want to talk to him. Sir, if you could bring us up to date on things that's going on with Pastor Ryan. And I know that the two of you have been friends for a number of years.
My life, as a matter of fact, he was preaching the night that I surrendered my life to the Lord. And so you can imagine how close of a bond we have. But I traveled a lot together. We went to music school and rode together a lot. But, yeah, the last couple weeks just seemed to spiral down really quick. And from him, I talked to him the Wednesday before he, I guess you could say, went to the coma. And he told me, I said, brother, will you be telling your church? Because I was moderating for that service that week because I knew he couldn't be there. We were hoping he was going to get out of the hospital that Sunday. But then that Wednesday, whenever we saw that it was getting worse, that I said, well, you be telling your church? He said, you tell them that I'm still alive and tell them I'm still saved. And I said, all right. So then after that, that was on a Wednesday. And on that Friday morning, I believe it was, when he squeezed my hand, he still could squeeze your hand, give you a thumbs up whenever you tell him you love him. And I'd say, you love me, brother, and he'd squeeze my hand. And then that Saturday morning, early in the morning, whenever he went to a coma, we were there with Miss Megan that morning. We were there when they came in and pronounced him clinically dead. We were there with her and the family. And then we were with her on Monday when she got the call that he is not dead. They're going to change his death date from Saturday to Tuesday, whenever the organ donor donation process would take place. So then we were with them on Tuesday, whenever the organ donation process was called off because of movement in his foot and then his heart rate going up, and he was responding. Not sure what he was doing with this information, but he was responding to music and to voices. His heart rate was going up some there. So after that, we try to be there with him, with Miss Megan, take some of the burden off of her, and been right there and just help him the best we can, of course, by prayer. But then I've tried to kind of jump in and say, well, what would he do for me? And him being the man of the house and being the provider and the protector and all those things, then we're just trying to help. We're just trying to help with what we could. Nothing I'm doing that he wouldn't do for anybody. And if anybody knew him, they know that he's a great man, loves God, loves people, loves having a good time. And his life verse is, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dried the bones. And so he was just a joy and a light to be around. And so we're just there to help the best we can, for sure.
Yeah, Pastor Ryan has been a blessing to many for many years. And now there are several things going on right now, Brother Seth, that you can help with. Sister Megan and Brother Ryan and the family. And, of course, the main thing right now is to continue to join with them in prayer and believing God for Pastor Ryan's healing. And we do that.
I'll say something right there as well.
Yes, sir.
We've had numerous folks to call me, to message me. Miss Megan, if anybody's messaging her on Facebook or text, she's really not looking at many of those, and you could understand why. She gets hundreds, I know, literally hundreds of messages a day. And so there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, we want to come pray with him personally, my wife, or me and my wife. But if everybody would understand, man, you can pray right where you're at. And if they would understand, it's kind of a sensitive time. He's still in the critical condition. And so if nobody gets to them or says, you know what, it might not be good if you can come here, to please understand, hey, we can get a hold of God anywhere.
Amen.
Man, I can pray going down the road. I can pray in the woods, and God can hear my prayer. We can go boldly to the throne room of grace anywhere, and I thank God for that.
Yes, amen. And in fact, we're going to have prayer before you sign off with us today. But just a few things I wanted to mention that are going on. There is a GoFundMe page to help with the family. There's also going to be a booth. I know I was talking to Pastor Brian Cardwell this week, and he said you all were going to have a booth at the Apple Festival selling some T-shirts and hats.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And so, I tell you what got that. We've been in Jubilee with Brother Brian Cardwell, one of my dear friends as well, last week. Another Jubilee this week, but last week. And one of the preachers preached on 2 Kings 4, which we all know. That lady comes to Elisha and says, my debtors are come, and her husband had died, and said, they're wanting my sons. And he said, what's in your house? What's in thine house? And so I started thinking about Brother Ryan, and I knew he had some hats from his piano master business and shirts, because he tuned pianos all over the country. And I started thinking about that. You know what? We can get those hats and those shirts, and we can sell those, and all the proceeds go to Miss Megan. And so I started talking to Brother Brian about it, and he said, brother, he said, also, Elisha told that woman, said, go get some more vessels. He said, we're going to have to get some more hats. We're going to have to get some more shirts. And so we did that. And so, Lord willing, we're going to be set up at the Apple Festival, and booth 38 and 39, right there in front of where the old Wilkes Journal Patriot was. I don't think it's there anymore, but right there on the Main Street. And so right in front of all that on Main Street, we're going to be there. We're going to have his piano master hats. We're going to have piano master shirts and some sweatshirts, and all proceeds, I'm talking everything, is going to go straight to the Marlowe family to help them in this time.
Now, also something that is coming up more immediate would be this Sunday, and Pastor James Perdue of Old Roaring River Baptist Church, he said he had been contacted by at least 27 other churches from Wilkes and surrounding areas that they're doing a love offering fundraiser. So if your church wants to do a love offering, it's this Sunday, September the 18th, and make that check out to Miss Megan Marlowe, and you can send that to the church, Old Roaring River Baptist Church. And he said that he was going to get together with you and deliver all of those love offering checks to Miss Megan when they were received through the mail. And let me give that address. It's Old Roaring River Baptist Church, in care of the Ryan Marlowe Fund, P.O. Box 126, and that's Trap Hill 28685. And that's happening this Sunday. That's right, Pastor Seth?
Yes, ma'am. September 18th, this Sunday. And my church, Little Elkin Baptist Church, we are involved in that. We're going to have a love offering going to be taken up. As a matter of fact, all the offering that comes in that day, if it's not designated specifically to the church, it's going to go straight to the Marlowe family. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and just so many things. And a golf tournament is coming up in November. I think that's out of Goshen Baptist Church.
Yes. Yes, November the 12th. Be a golf tournament at the up at Stone Mountain. I'm not a golfer, but I'll probably go up there and eat something. Probably, you know, but. But that's what we do if we don't golf. We find something to eat. I guess that's the thing.
Absolutely.
But, Brother Mikey Shores and Brian Miller, the pastor at Goshen Baptist, he has information on that. Brother Mikey Shores, he's out of Charity Hill Baptist Church, if anybody had any questions. And I think his sister, Danielle Walsh, and those are the three that I know of that kind of know what's going on with that.
Okay. Pastor Seth, before you leave us today, would you say a prayer as all of us join together? At this time, as you say, we can pray anywhere, so let's pray right now and go to the throne room for Brother Ryan and Miss Megan and their family.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we bless your name today. We know that by you all things consist. You're in control. You have all power in heaven and in earth, and we bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for that. Lord, we come to you today specifically asking for the healing of Pastor Ryan Marlowe, a friend of many, known by many. He's touched and influenced many, and pray, God, that you would help him. Lord, you're using this now to get glory, and we bless your name for it. You're a good God. We know that you do all things well, and we give you glory. We pray that you'd help Brother Ryan there. If it be your will, you raise him up. Let him walk out of that hospital. He'd be a living testimony of your goodness. And help Miss Megan, Lord, and all the traveling that she's doing and going back and forth, and no doubt the burden that she's carrying. I pray, God, you'd help her to see that others are carrying this burden with her. And God, just help her in these days. And the children there, Lord, I pray you touch the Levi, Caroline, Olivia. Pray, God, you'd be with them and give them comfort in these days. Whenever they might not even know what's going on, you would comfort them. And Miss Wanda, Brother Ryan's mom, and all the different ones that are involved in the family, Lord, I pray you comfort them and help them. God, may you get glory out of this. Whatever happens, you get glory. And we praise your name for opening doors and for closing doors. And we've seen that in closed doors, it's even your will. You're the only God that can do that. And we bless your name above all else. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One more thing, Pastor, before you leave us today. Have you been amazed at how this that the Marlowes are going through has gone actually around the world. How many people's lives have been touched through this, and how the gospel has gone around the world because of this?
Miss Angela, I wish I could, honestly, 2 years ago, I guess it's been, whenever Brother Ryan was still teaching, he told me, before he went full-time in his piano business, he told me, he said, Brother, I've been praying. He said, I want you to help me pray. He listened to a message from S.M. Davis, and he said, I'm praying that God would expand my influence. And that's what he told me. And I'm trying not to just shout right now, but he told me, he said, whatever it is, he said, I pray God would expand my influence. And we don't know. We know he can hear us. We don't know what he can comprehend. But, man, if he could just understand of what God's doing right now through his life, and God's expanded his influence. But Brother Ryan knew that he wanted his influence expanded, not for him, but for the sake of the gospel and for the gospel's sake. And so God's using this. I've had three that I know of right offhand that have come to me that said they were not believers, but they have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ during this time. And it's worth it all. And Brother Ryan would say that it's worth it all. And I can see churches that are strengthening. And I talked about last night in our church, there's a stirring going on. It seems like God's people are being stirred. And God is using this. God can use anything and do anything, but he is using Ryan Marlowe. That's amazing. He's using Ryan Marlowe right now. And I am amazed. I stand amazed. And we sing those songs about how God's amazing. And it truly is an amazing thing. But this is, and we've got to stand back and say, well, Brother Ryan prayed this. I helped him pray for this. And so could this be the answer that God's given us? Hey, I'm going to use this, and I'm going to use him to influence the world for the sake of the gospel. And you don't get news channels to call you and let you speak openly about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but right now they are.
Yeah.
They're saying this is only a miracle. And so I just say, to God be the glory. Great things he has done.
Amen. Amen. It is amazing. We stand amazed. And we join you, Brother Seth, and continue to pray for Pastor Ryan Marlowe and Miss Megan and for their children. And thank you, sir, for sharing with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Miss Angela. Always good to talk to you and all the folk over there. We sure do appreciate you.
All right. Give Tabitha and your youngins a hug for us.
I'll sure do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sis.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Pastor Seth Sisloff there, and our thanks to him for being with us this afternoon and doing a prayer and an update and some information there on helping the Ryan Marlowe family at this time.